Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Our next question for consideration tonight asks this. The Bible warns against being unequally yoked. What does this phrase mean, or what does it refer to? And this comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Turn in your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, specifically to verse 14. Paul is writing to the saints of Corinth in this second epistle, and he says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" This is stated from allegorical language. In the epistle, what do we learn? The allegory, as Paul presents it here, unequally yoked, has reference to animals being yoked together. Those in the first century would have understood the analogy that the Lord is giving here from an allegorical standpoint, is that you oftentimes would use oxen for plowing or working in the field. Sometimes they would use mules. Other times they would use horse. Yet at the same time, you would not yoke up a horse and an ox together. Can you imagine the unbalance? And that's what the Lord is portraying here as He is speaking with reference to us through an allegory. The context deals with the Christian and the unbeliever. The Christian cannot, must not put themselves into a circumstance or situation with an unbeliever where that they would be yoked together. Why? Because of the grave consequences that oftentimes would come forth as a result of them being yoked together. The Jews were very familiar with this illustrative phrase or accommodative type language. If you draw from the context of Deuteronomy 16, verses 15 through verse 19, they are told that they are expected by God to live justly. And the reason for that is because they are a holy people. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1, as well as verses 9 through verse 14. And then you also factor into what is given in Exodus chapter 34, verses 11 through verse 16. They are identified as the holy people who are to be separated from those who are of the Gentile nation. What then would be some modern application that we would apply? I believe that Christians should seek to marry Christians, but then also I believe that it is imperative for Christians to associate themselves primarily with other Christians. Yet, in stating all that, I say we live in the world, but yet we are not to be partakers of the world. We are to live different than the world. And that is in part what's under consideration here. When we think about Christians seeking to marry fellow Christians, whenever we choose a spouse, sometimes if that spouse is not a Christian, they may try to force upon that believer to choose them over choosing God. Sometimes the unbeliever will also, whenever children are brought into the home, whenever they are blessed with offspring, sometimes that unbeliever, or if they are a believer in another faith, they will use the children as leverage, and sometimes they will even try to divide the children between the true believer and where they stand in their beliefs. Then, not only with regard to the Christian and the Christian should seek to marry a Christian, when it comes to all of the associations that we have in life specific, as I want to consider here under our discussion with this question, business or business partnership, it would not be wise also for a Christian to enter into a business relationship with a non-believer. Why? They may want to do things that are unlawful, things that are unethical. And hence, even though that you might stand against them, try and explain that to a court system. They may drag you through all kinds of a mess that you don't want to deal with. So therefore, it's best if an individual steps back from this. What am I saying in all this? It's not sinful within itself. Yet at the same time, it can lead to sinful situations. That is true whenever it comes to the marriage. By all means, God would recognize whenever a Christian marries a non-Christian or marries somebody even in a denomination, as long as they can scripturally be married, as long as they fit the criteria or the scriptural qualifications that God gives for what constitutes them to be able to be scripturally married. God would recognize that marriage. He does. So there's nothing wrong with the marriage itself, as long as scripturally they can be together. But again, it can lead to sin. They may actually lead that Christian away from God. The same is true then with a business relationship. I do not believe that there's anything sinful within itself, but it can lead to a path of sin. So therefore, all wisdom would say that all of our close-knit relationships need to be spent with those who are of like precious faith.